Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton. Not only is Jadeveon Clowney the number one defensive end, but he's the number one overall prospect for the 2014 draft class. And here's why. Besides the fact that he's insanely athletic, Clowney is aggressive unlike anything else you'll find at the college level. He can outsmart blocks and is simply too quick for anyone else to keep up with. He's got the intuition, the smarts, and the physical drive that formulates as close to perfect as you can get. And in my opinion, the pass rush is a higher area of need for the Patriots, and I like Dee Ford out of Auburn, who could still be on the board by the second round. He's completely underrated and really knows how to manipulate the offensive tackles and get the upper hand, reaching the quarterback in no time. And a late rounder who stands out to me is IKN Impali out of Conference USA. Don't write him off just yet. He's quick off the snap and is extremely explosive, playing with the urgency and determination that keeps an offensive line on guard at all times. He can get to the quarterback, but is also extremely persistent against the run. Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly joins me now to talk about that defensive end position. So, as you were saying, not much depth behind Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovich. Obviously, for you, maybe a high area of need here in this year's draft.
Yeah, I think while you don't necessarily need a starter because you still have Jones and Ninkovich, it's unrealistic for those two guys to play 95-plus percent of the snaps again next year. So you'd like to get a guy in the pass rush area, defensive end area, that you can rotate right through from the get-go as a rookie, maybe 30, 40, 50% play time. So I think, you know, first round even, second round, you're thinking D-end pass rusher is a possibility.
Okay, well, who are some of those prospects that you like this year?
Well, I think one interesting guy is Coney Ealy out of Missouri. He's a guy that some people think could be a top half of the first round. Others think he could be available at 29 when the Patriots are on the board. Not really stout against the run, but a kind of a long, lean pass rusher. I think he's very much in the mix. The guy that I've fallen in love with is Scott Crichton out of Oregon State. I think he's a more violent player. I think he's better against the run, could be a two-way player. And I think he has more upside than a lot of these guys I'm talking about. And the third guy that'll probably be in that area is Dee Ford. Had a tremendous national title game against Florida State. Probably lifted his draft stock just on that game alone. I think he's a little overrated at this point. I think he's probably more of a second, third round pick, but he might be a guy that goes late in the first round. But if I had to make the pick, Scott Crichton, Oregon State.
Okay, so defense. It's not uncharacteristic to see the Patriots go defense, especially early, as we've seen in previous years. All right, well, thank you for your expertise on that.
Expertise? I don't know, but I gave you what I had.
All right, that'll do it for Andy and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.